This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the assets and the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
A week after U.S. Democrats held their convention, ultimately nominating former Vice President Joe Biden as their candidate to challenge U.S. President Donald Trump in November, the Republican National Convention will aim to recast the story of Mr. Trump's presidency over its four nights of events this coming week. The president's campaign officials involved with the planning process tell the Associated Press that the theme of the convention is honoring the great American story, and will feature speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news in the White House. The primary aim will be to draw a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Mr. Trump is looking to shift the campaign away from being a referendum on a presidency ravaged by a pandemic and economic collapse and toward a choice between vastly different visions for America. This is VOA News.